This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and he's been on the show many, many times. Their stock is up almost 100% from the last time he was on the show back here on January 11th. We're talking no other than Premier Biomedical Inc. While they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BIEI. At that time, I told you the stock was grossly undervalued. I still think it's undervalued at this point. And here to talk about his company is the CEO of it, William Hartman. William, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your audience. You've got a great audience, and we get a lot of feedback after I've been on. Let's see. I'm not going to spend a lot of time in the past. Previously, we stated that we had reorganized the company and split it into two divisions, biologics and pain relief meds. On the biologic side of the business, we previously stated that we had outperformed the leading anti-cancer drugs in mouse testing at the University of Texas, but we were forced to hold the pending project pending finding a partner, simply because cancer research is so terribly expensive, and we had mortgage the company to the hilt, trying to pay for it, but we're trying to recover from that. Before we leave the biologics area, last week we issued a press release where we had filed a patent application on anti-aging. That's a big deal. Various people in this country have spent over $1 billion pursuing anti-aging technologies, and why is it that we think that ours will work and theirs failed? Very simply, we've identified scientifically the aging antigens. That's antigens are the bad stuff that cause disease. We've identified the aging antigens, and in the past we've proven that we can remove antigens from blood, and we're in the process of trying to get this patent approved and beginning to apply some money towards proving that in fact we can remove these aging antigens from blood. And if that's true, we've physically found the fountain of youth. That's a big deal.
Absolutely.
And our stock rose quite a bit after that announcement. That was only a week ago. Well, by the way, we released that via your network, Everett, and thank you very much. Now, because we've had to, shall we say, hold our biologics projects, cancer and anti-aging, until we have adequate funding, and we're still seeking funding partners, by the way, we've morphed the company into developing and marketing products that, in fact, generate revenue and are very timely and are in a very growing area. And we've chosen hemp oil pain relief medications. We sell on our website at painreliefmeds.com, and we've chosen to expand into other arenas as well. Specifically, we started the business on our pain relief medications on February 1st of 2017, just about a year ago. We had one product, a 96-hour, all-natural, 50-state legal, safe, drug test safe pain patch. This was a very successful product and still in demand. It's really, really growing geometrically, might I add. That product was the only product we had a year ago, and during the 2017 we developed four other products. Two roll-ons, an oil-based roll-on with more CBD than the competition, and a water-based roll-on with more CBD than the competition. Those are 10 milliliters, by the way. We have a 30-milliliter spray and a new 2-ounce ointment that's in a jar, like a Vicks jar. These are extremely successful products. That was great during 2017. We spent a lot of money developing those products, but now in 2018, we're going to concentrate on marketing and sales of these products and some other products we have in mind that are really spinoffs off the top five. And the rest of our discussion today will focus on our marketing program, which we intend to implement in 2018. The direct distributors, really that's where we're going. RX Express is a pharmacy in western Pennsylvania, and it remains a solid performer. We've also picked up Cop Pharmacy in outside of Cleveland, Ohio, and Health Warehouse, one of the largest mail-order pharmacies in the country. Our products are now in their catalog. We've shipped them product, and they're shipping products to customers. Those are the existing major existing outlets that we have. We've signed with a large pharmacy complex in southern Florida, and I haven't announced that yet, but that's going to be announced early next week in a press release. We're drafting that as we speak. That's a big deal for us, because it's a large pharmacy complex. Excuse me. Pharmaceutical complex in the South. We've talked to them, and they're considering a possible alignment with us beyond sales. I can't disclose that because that is privileged information at this point, and we're still negotiating. But that could be a very big deal for us. I recorded a video interview with New to the Street, and this was aired January 28th on Fox Business, and that's a big deal. I have five more interviews scheduled with them, by the way, and to be on national TV. Fox Business, that's a big deal. We reached agreement with a national sales director who has over 20 years experience in the pharma industry. That's another very big deal, because this gentleman, we've talked to a lot of people, but we settled on this gentleman. We've resolved the compensation package for him and for a sales manager, and we've also signed up a sales manager in the Southeast, and that's going to be the area where we're first going to concentrate. That picks up Florida and all of the Southeast. Florida has a lot of retirees. Our primary customers, we've noted from our internet, are typically women over the age of 50. Some men, obviously, in that age group as well, but women over 50 dominate that market, we believe. We're discussing plans to attend a national event. This is a very big event in the spring, with over 1,000 people there that are dealers, and dealers in an area. And I can't disclose that, because that's hasn't been made public yet. But that's a very, very large audience. And we're going to have a booth, and we're going to have representatives there, and we could pick up a lot of distributors for our product in that area, retail and wholesale. Our chief medical officer and chief technical officer, Dr. Patricio Reyes, who is also the chief medical officer for the NFL Retired Players Association, just returned from a trip to the Philippines, and I haven't had an opportunity to be debriefed by him, but he took a lot of our products down there, and we're looking to increase sales internationally as well. By the way, we've shipped product all over Europe, portions of Asia, portions of South America, Mexico, Canada, obviously, and we're still looking for a direct distributor in Canada because of the time to get over through customs. It's delaying the delivery of our products that we ship by mail. So we're looking for a distributor that we can wholesale products to in Canada. So if any of your readers are interested, they can contact me, okay? Carl Eller is vice president of our company. He's the president of the NFL Retired Players Association, and he hosted a dinner and a breakfast at the Super Bowl, and we had brochures and so forth there, and we're trying, obviously, for ingress to the NFL teams and subsequently to the NCAA football people and all the sports arenas, baseball, track, hockey, et cetera, et cetera. We're attempting to prepare sachets or simple sample packets like a Taco Bell hot sauce and mild sauce. A pack is only about half that size, and we're going to be sending these out with prescriptions from Health Warehouse and or others, and it's going to be free. I'm going to say, try our product. Everyone who's tried the product just loves it, and we expect to get a lot of customers from that. Let's see. We plan on 5 more appearances on New to the Street. I've got some notes here that I'm, and I think I've said that. But anyway, the opioid crisis is really what's driving our sales, and we think that's very important in the future. Opioid crisis is killing some 60 to 70,000 people each year, Everett. And people start typically with pain relief medications that are opioid related, and from doctors, dentists, etc. And what happens is, as they the doctors shut them off because they're concerned about overprescription, the people are turning to heroin. Heroin is a death spiral. People that get into this are dying. In fact, too many young people are victims of this. And we have an alternative. We have a lot of testimonies on our website. You can refer to that at painreliefmeds.com. And it's just terrible to see what's happening to these people.
You've been listening to Bill Hartman, CEO of Premier Biomedical, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BIEI.
Yeah, I do have a closing point here, Everett. Anyone who wants, we have a great PowerPoint presentation that talks about our technology and why it's legal and how it's formulated and why it's better than anyone else's. And if people will request that, we'll send it to them free of charge, electronically, obviously. And if they'd contact us at painreliefmeds.com or call us on our website, I'll give them a direct telephone number at 814-786-8849, and we'll send them the presentation, and they can find out why we have the best product and why it's safe and why it's legal. And we think our stock is a bargain. We think it's vastly underpriced. In fact, we intend to begin buying back our stock as soon as we have adequate funds from the sale of products. So with that, I thank you, Everett, and thank your audience, and look forward to coming back.
Bill, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 30 or 40 days and give us an update.
I will, and we're going to have a lot to update because we have a lot underway. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.